Good morning, Audio Boo. Long time no speak. Or it feels like a long time anyway. What is it now? The 6th of March. I'm so used to saying 6th of February. It seems like the February challenge was an age away. But I've been keeping up with everyone's boos, and there's been some great discussions. I've been listening to Paul O'Mahony and Nick Holloway Vox, SM2N, Jacqueline B, McColgan, and forgive me if I've not mentioned your name there, but I've been listening to everyone, really. I've been trying to keep up with everyone and what's been said. Even Ken Gordon as well, I've listened to his stuff. Glenn Charnock, forgive me if I pronounced that wrong. But also, I've been working nights. As I say, my bio, my description, I'm a regular guy with a regular job. On the night shift, I can't survive really without music or without some sort of audio to stop it from being so mind-numbing. And Audio Boo's been a great help, really. Sometimes music just isn't enough, and I just need something to keep my mind working, especially when it gets to around about 2, 3 in the morning when I start to hit the wall and feel really tired. Excuse me. But it got me thinking about music and the musical journey that I've been on in the last 10 years. And I suppose it's the same for most people, really. The music that you listen to when you grow up or when you're a teenager. And then fast forward now, and I'm 28 years old, and the music I'm listening to now is totally different. I still listen to some things that I listened to back then, but I've really branched out and broadened my musical horizons. I was reminiscing with my friend the other day, the Lonely Geek, about some of the things we used to do. Because I've known Jason, the Lonely Geek, for around about, 18 years now. And when we were about 18, 19, we were big into the dance music scene. And we used to be up and down the country every weekend going to the big events, the big raves, and I've gone from being in crowds of like 10,000 people, and if I fast forward to now, bring you up to date, tomorrow I'm going to see a guy called Bap Kennedy, and he's a Northern Irish folk musician, pretty famous in the folk scene, but it amazes me how much my musical tastes have changed in the last decade. And I know that's probably part of growing up. But, back then, I don't think I would have entertained folk music when I was 18. But now, it's something I really enjoy. And especially having followed Martin Offler and Dire Straits for the last maybe 8 years, his style has gone a lot more Celtic and a lot more folky. So the album I've been listening to a lot at the minute is an album by Bap Kennedy called The Sailor's Revenge. And it's a real, real masterpiece, if I'm honest. I'll just give you a little taster in the background there. But like I say, I don't think I would have entertained anything with a violin. Bass, maybe. Digital bass. Not string bass. But I can really drift away to this. It was produced by Martin Upler as well. This is a track called Shimna Vale. There's Martin Upler's signature guitar tone there. Yeah, don't quite know why I gave you a taste of that then, but yeah, it's just something I've been thinking of a lot of late, just the styles of music that I listen to now and how much I really appreciate live music and anyone that can actually play a musical instrument, I really respect. And once again, I've run out of time on my booze. 3 seconds. Goodbye for now.